Hi, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for February 14th. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.
The Swiss like the middle ground. They like the compromise. While Americans go for the big prize, you know? It's different, but it both has its advantages.
Like all immigrants, Arthur Honegger had a lot to learn when he moved from Zurich to New York City in 2008. As a U.S. correspondent for Swiss television, he had to understand U.S. politics and history. As a German speaker with a Finnish wife, he had to adapt to a new language and culture. You never really know a man until you stand in his shoes and walk around in them, says a character in the American novel To Kill a Mockingbird. And you never really know a country till you stand on its soil and break bread with its citizens. How is the U.S. different from Switzerland? And what's it really like to live in the home of the free and the brave? In this program, Arthur Honegger talks about his 7 years as a Swiss in the U.S., and a Yale professor looks at how culture and history are influenced by how they're reported.
Where do you get your information about the United States?
TV, news, newspapers. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, mostly maybe the news, newspapers or something like it. Yeah, or television, yeah.
Well, if you read the newspapers, if you follow the TV, you have enough information about U.S. In the news, above all in the news.
From my studies and maybe from friends that are from the U.S., like American citizens or like just in informal discussions most of the time. And, well, also from the news.
Arthur Honegger, who was born in the Swiss mountain community of Davos, has been bringing American news to Swiss television viewers since 2008. First from New York, later from Washington. Following the 2012 U.S. elections, Honegger set out to write a book in German, introducing Swiss readers to a country that isn't always portrayed realistically in movies and on TV.
I thought it would be a good idea to write something that gives a little more background, that shows America from a different perspective, because you always get the headlines, you get the news, and quite often it's negative news. If you want to understand a country or if you want to just get a broader perspective, then I'd say you should probably look at other things as well.
Ronald Ironman, a professor of sociology at Yale University who teaches a class on the arts and popular culture, agrees that TV and movies don't always show a realistic picture of America.
One of the things that I talk about in that class is how culture is something manufactured and produced. And so my first response is that, you know, what is American culture and who decides, you know, what that is? So, I mean, how accurately do TV and movies portray American culture? I don't think they portray American culture. They try to make American culture.
There are even different versions of history being made by media at different ends of the political spectrum, says Ironman.
The country is very polarized right now politically, and certain forms of media are associated with certain political beliefs. So one really interesting phenomenon is to go from a right-wing news station like Fox News to a left-wing news station, WNBC, when they're talking about the same events. You know, when the Ferguson riots were going on, it was like you were watching another world. Fox News were talking about the need for, you know, white policemen to be protected. WNBC was talking about the way that the white police are treating blacks.
Arthur Honegger and his Finnish wife also bring different perspectives to their life in America, Honegger says.
It's quite interesting discussions we have because we have this tri-cultural, tri-national thing where we can always compare different aspects of society from three different angles. And that's really, that's quite interesting.
If you ask people on the street in Switzerland what three words best describe America, you get a range of answers and some similar themes.
What three words would you use to describe the United States?
Imperialism, globalization, and the last one is naivety.
Bush, Berger, and football.
Democracy, Barack Obama, and globalization maybe.
Revolution, architecture, and federal system.
Liberty, independence, and war.
Deciding what topics to focus on in his book was part of a long creative process, says Honegger.
Mostly it was a brainstorming where I said, okay, what are some good terms? And I talked to my wife, of course. It's always a good idea. And to some friends who have lived here as well, who are Swiss. And just to say, what do you think would capture the character of the country best? Then I also put the question on social media, where I'm quite active, especially on Twitter. And I asked my followers there, look, what do you think of if you hear America? And I was able to compare that with my own ideas. And in the end, I came up with a pile of, well, certainly way over 500 terms. And I just had to narrow that down. So that was the hard part of it.
And did you have a publisher before you really worked on the book? Or did you try and pitch it afterwards?
No, I pitched it before, you know. that's maybe an American thing. A little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit what comes to this, to say, okay, I have this idea, I pitch it to you, are you in? If you are in, then I'm willing to go and work for it. But it's a lot of work writing this book. So it was 2 years overall and a lot of vacation days that went for that and a lot of nights and evenings. And I have a family. If I really have to pitch in some time to write a book, I want to make sure that it's actually being published.
Charlotte Krayenbuhl is marketing director for the book's publisher, the Bern-based Stempfli Verlag. She says the publisher liked Honegger's concept of a sort of encyclopedia with short personal entries on 300 topics, covering the events, personalities, and peculiarities that make the U.S. what it is.
There are, of course, countless books about America on all kinds of different themes. But we didn't find a book in a form like this, and the approach appealed to us.
The book is a mixture of fact and personal essay, says Honegger.
It is meant to be a dense collection of data and knowledge about the U.S. It's called Understanding America. And, of course, it doesn't lead to a complete understanding of a country. I think no book can ever achieve that. But it gives you a basis. And so there needs to be a lot of facts in there. And that was research, of course. But what comes to the form, I wanted to use something that is accessible for most folks that they'd like to read. And so I went back to what I knew how to write, and that's newspaper columns. Mm-hmm. And they always have a personal touch, and that's exactly how I wrote the book.
One of the book's entries is titled Born in the USA. Here's an English excerpt from the German text.
You only hear what you want to hear, goes an old saying. The hit song Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, who was born in 1949 in New Jersey, is a perfect example. It's likely the most misunderstood song in US music history. For 20 years, it's had a place on the playlist of almost every campaign rally. With its pounding beat and roaring melody, it's hard to get it out of your head. But Born in the USA consists of more than just the chorus. The verses give the song a totally different tone. They tell a story of despair, of the loneliness of the working class and among the veterans of the Vietnam War.
In some ways, Honegger's book is a history book. Many of the entries look at historical events and how they shaped American culture. Arguably the most important historical event to take place in the United States in the past 50 years were the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. They, too, have a place in Arthur Honegger's book.
You also have an entry about 9/11. Where you talk yes. to people for the 10th anniversary. So you're really collecting the facts right from the source. What kind of experience was that?
It was quite moving, you know. I wasn't living in the U.S. when 9/11 happened. To me, it was of course shocking, but it was an event that unfolded on TV in a country that I had not visited by then, that I felt I knew somehow, and I think that's a feeling that a lot of people have, because we've grown up with such a lot of American media, movies, music, you name it, so that it touched me. It felt personal. But then when you actually meet people who were there, who escaped the towers or who lost loved ones, this whole thing changes. It's not the world event that it obviously is, but it becomes also a very personal story, and you see that each and every life that was affected and changed that day in New York as well as in Washington and with the plane in Pennsylvania, that it changed a lot. It changed the world, but it changed a whole lot of lives quite fundamentally.
To an extent, the 9/11 terrorist attacks changed the American psyche. And still,
there are qualities that are distinctly American.
Americans are very friendly. I think what I see every day is that folks are very interested in other parts of the world. And if folks come from another country, they ask you a lot about it, and they're really friendly and welcoming. And I have that one experience. It was actually our first trip through the U.S. It was a coast-to-coast road trip. And we went swimming in the Mississippi because we crossed the Mississippi, and we just thought, okay, now we got to go. And so that was just a residential neighborhood. So we went swimming in the river. And when we got out, somebody came, and I thought, oh, my God, he's going to pull out a shotgun and say, leave my property or something. But no, the guy said, hey, how you doing? Where are you from? You want to take a shower now and come on in? And he was so welcoming and inviting. And I was really shocked because I think that wouldn't happen in Switzerland. Somebody
offering their shower.
Come hop in the shower. That is something that I wasn't familiar with. But of course, in New York, I also learned how to be, how to talk back. That's something we Swiss rarely ever do. If we're in a situation where there's a little friction, then we try to just, sneak out of it. But in New York, you go and say, what's your problem? What's your problem? And that's something I've learned, and that came in quite handy a couple of times.
The United States is known as a country of immigrants. Integrating is something that Honegger both wrote about and experienced.
In some ways, we've grown accustomed to the American way of life. There's things you just have to do. For example, I drive my daughter to kindergarten every day, and that's a 20-minute drive there and a 20-minute drive back. Mm-hmm. That's something no Swiss would ever consider. But I have this 40-minute of driving before I even start my work day. But I learned that this can be just a big advantage as a dad to have some time with my daughter alone in the car and talk or listen to music or whatever we prefer to do that morning. So there's certain things that you just adapt to.
There are other things that Europeans have a bit more trouble adapting to, like air conditioning.
August, sun, heat. And I'm buying cough drops and herbal tea. Midsummer is the most dangerous time to have a cold in America, because when it comes to air conditioning, America has only one motto. The colder, the better. Anyone who dares to wear shorts when it's 35 degrees Celsius in the shade will regret the decision after just a few minutes at work, because you can pretty much be certain that your office will have the temperature of a refrigerator.
There are many differences between Switzerland and the United States. What does Honegger see as the biggest?
In the end, probably it comes down to size, that the U.S. is so big and so diverse that the problems are just different, you know. There's a different scale to everything, really everything. And that is something that if you don't live here, it is hard to understand, because in Switzerland, things can be worked out quite well, I think, because it is a fairly small place where people still talk to each other. There's big differences when it comes to the cultural background, if you take the different language regions, but they're still so close that they're able to talk to each other quite well. Here, it's such a vast country that it is not easy managing this behemoth. It's 320 million people, and so that just leads to bigger problems too. But well, it's always challenges, and the way I know Americans, they appreciate challenges.
That's all we have time for. For a related article about Honegger's book, plus more news and features about Switzerland, see our website, www.swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.